Mike Calda Show, good morning.
Hi, this is Medicine Man.
What's up, Medicine Man?
Not too much, you know, like, damn, there's a lot of stuff coming on in the next couple of weeks, you know.
Well, if you want to come in here, I mean, you do owe us one for Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I know.
So do you want to come in and play Taser Trampoline?
I don't know about tasers, man. I forgot about that Michael Frow thing. If I got hit with a taser, something might mess me up.
Nice talking to you, then. See you later.
Or it may make you normal. There is something else we have, too, that we haven't debuted yet.
The thing that I brought in?
Yeah.
Yeah, although I don't want to waste it on him. I don't think he'll mind that as much as normal people would.
Yeah.
I want you to be the first one to play Taser Trampoline.
Taser Trampoline.
What I want you to be the first one to say it properly.
Taser Trampoline.
Taser Trampoline.
Taser Titoline.
Taser Trampoline.
Taser Trampoline.
There you go. Alunamon.
What?
What is that metal?
That metal is aluminum.
Close.
Wasn't Taser Trampoline, wasn't he the one that turned on the Corleones?
No, that was Warren Dunes.
Aluminum. He had somebody say aluminum on the air yesterday.
Who?
I forgot who.
And what did he say?
I think it was Bert Kreischer said aluminum.
He said, what did he say? What was the word he said?
Aluminum.
Aluminum. No. Still not saying it right.
Aluminum.
No. Aluminum.
Do you know that if he ever says it right, he'll die immediately afterwards? That's his last word. Aluminum. Falls over dead.
Any and better.
Are you coming to the Penthouse Club tomorrow night for the talent show? Maybe win a cruise?
I don't know. I got to go somewhere tomorrow with my friend Northern Star to Orlando. I don't know what time I get back.
What are you doing? What you got, chemo out there?
No, it's not chemo. This is Facebook pal out there that plays in the band, Carly Jo Jackson. She was America's Got Talent one time.
Carly Jo Jackson?
Yeah. She lives out of Longwood. She plays out of Orlando, Miami a lot.
Okay.
And what are you two going to do out there?
I just have to ride along with her. He just wants to check her out. She plays at Alive at 5 of downtown Orlando.
Carly Jo...
Real quick, I want to break down what he said earlier. Shut up. So he's trying to say aluminum, can't. Then he says, I'm getting better. You're a 60-year-old man that can't say a word in the language that you speak, and you've been trying to say it for years now. I'm getting better. You really look on the bright side of life, man.
Do you want to hear a little Carly Jo Jackson?
Of course. I'm sure she's fantastic. No, I'm sure she's probably pretty good, but these creeps are going to be in the
back. This is what Medicine Man and Cancer Belly Tom are going to see tomorrow.
Jesus Christ, Cancer
Belly. No jump, no broad jump, no broad jump, no broad jump,
broke. Oh my God. Baby, I'm a clumsy fool. This is our big hit, Wildfire. What are you going to do at this concert? What the hell are you going to do at that concert?
Probably drink a beer and forget about it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what they're going to do. Creep everyone else out. Everyone in the room is going to be like, what the hell are these?
Whoa. Are you and Tom a couple?
No. Just Tom is really a good Facebook pal of this girl.
Listen to me. It's okay if you guys are gay.
Nothing to do. We're not gay.
Medicine Man, let us do your wedding for free.
We're not gay.
Medicine Man,
never will.
We will still love you if you and Tom are gay.
We are not gay.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the openly gay Medicine Man. Good job.
Being gay.
About time. You'll come out and it'll be stronger for the next generation.
It should be called Bad Boob Jump Rope.
Yeah, see, he's already trying to make everything gay on the show.
That's not gay. I'm talking about boobies.
Now we know why he's always going to see bands. Do you love Judas Priest?
Judas Priest kicks ass. I don't care.
Oh, man.
So gay. I like Rob Zombie. I like System of a Down, Saigon Kick, that you just played earlier.
All guys.
Yep. I like band called Stitch of Heart.
You like Wieners?
Oh, I like Pretty Reckless. Hot chick in a band. A new band called... Damn it.
You're just making up bands with girls now. You're making up names. Just admit that you and Tom are a couple.
In this moment, Fleetwood Mac.
What if Tom dies and leaves Medicine Man his fortune? He has a fortune that we didn't know about.
Lloyd Christmas has just sitting on gold.
Just sitting on gold. His grandfather left it to him, and he's been super rich, but he doesn't care. He's so weird and stuff. But then he's like, all right, well, I'm leaving everything to Medicine Man.
To you, Alex, my lover.
Yeah. And it's like $83 million.
I wish it was $83 million. I'm tired of riding a bike. My hemorrhoids are killing me.
Who would you leave that to if you died? When you die, if you had $83 million, who would you leave that to? Realistically.
I'll distribute around to good people I know, you know.
Like who?
A little bit to you guys, too, you know.
How much? Break it down in the room. How much does Mike get? Known you a long time. He's given you a lot of tickets.
Thanksgiving dinner.
$3 million. I'd probably give each guy in the studio at least $1 million apiece. You know.
All right. Thank
we'll
you.
Take it. We'll take
cool.
it.
God, like
what will you give your lover, Tom?
He's not a lover. He's just my pal, my good best friend for 20-something years.
So you would describe him as no strings attached.
Something, buddy.
It's just my drinking buddy over the years. That's
yeah,
all.
Drinking what?
We go around looking for places that have beautiful women walking around, you know, cool places, party places.
You ever hook up with any of those women?
I have kissed a lot of women, but I never hooked up with
any. When? What was the last year you kissed a woman?
Oh, maybe about a couple weeks ago, last week at the sandbar.
Who is that?
I just kissed one of the singers from a band called Primal Shift, a local band.
And you kissed their singer?
Her name's April Davis, and the other one's Leslie. I can't think of her name.
You kissed them both?
Yeah.
Not like kiss on the cheeks. I'm talking about girls that you made out with.
Oh, I never got made out. You know, I mean, I made out with girls that really grabbed me at concerts, you know, like the last time 97X had a free show, the Shindig.
Yeah, some girl grabbed you and made out with you at the Shindig?
No, it really kissed me for a long time.
You know who it was? Jenna.
I don't remember.
Oh, man. What about, when was the last, what is that, Carmen? That's April Davis?
That's April Davis.
When was the last time you had relations with a lady?
I never had really a relations, like a date, anything like that. It's been, it's been years.
What about sex?
It's been quite a while, like staying.
Like, when was the last time you had sex?
Oh, damn, it's about, probably like, maybe about, 8-9 years or something.
Wow. You're due.
I'm in a drought.
Is that why you're going out with Tom?
Nothing to do with it.
Tom always says yes, doesn't he?
No, nothing to do with... I don't have sex with guys or anything like that. I'm not gay.
Have you ever made out with a guy?
No.
Liar.
Never.
You have on this show.
That was different. That was a stupid contest.
Oh,
yeah, sure. Awesome.
Is that what you and Tom call it? Sex contest?
Along with it, you know?
Let's play sex contest. Tom spins the wheel.
Uh-huh.
And then they do it. Whoever says the wheel, and they're like, it's not gay. we're getting tickets for it.
I mean, I know a lot of people did do anything for tickets these days.
All right. Well, listen. I wish you and your boyfriend the best in your engagement.
Gay, dummy.
No, I understand. He's under a lot
backlash,
of pressure.
Yeah.
That was a nervous laughter from a 60-year-old man who has not been with a woman for a long time and is like, okay, well, maybe it's true.
Only thing I think I have is maybe Zika virus.
Yeah. All right.
I think
good.
You're the cause of Zika virus.
Mosquitoes.
Creeper virus. I gotta go.
All right. I feel like I'm inside a.
What was that?
I can't blow my foghorn.
Tom's over there right now. He's getting him ready.
What was that metal called?
Foghorn.
No, the metal that you can't say.
Aluminum.
Yeah, all right, just checking. He's priceless to me. Where's Dum Dum Lori? Can you call her? Do we still have her phone number?
Yeah.
Call her up.
Okay.
Let's do Dum Dum Lori's daily quiz.
Okay.
We haven't talked to her in a couple of days since she's back in our lives now. And since we're in that dummy hour right now.
I bet you she'll be wide awake and ready to go.
9 o'clock, just dummy hour.
9:30, or 9:15 to 10 to 9:45 is a dummy hour. It's so dumb. It's only a half hour.
Yeah.
If you have both the songs, that would be great. The SpongeBob song, the nice intro song first.
Yes, I do.
Let's hear a little of that.
Are you ready, kids?
Who lives in a trailer and missing her teeth? Dumb, dumb Lori. His government checks, his problems with speech. Dumb, dumb Lori. If crazy ass retards is something you wish. Dumb, dumb Lori. Looks like a dog and smells like a fish. Dumb, dumb Lori. Dumb, dumb Lori. Dumb, dumb Lori. Dumb, dumb Lori.
All right, let's welcome back to the show our friend Dum Dum Lori. How are you, Dum Dum Lori?
Pretty good. I'm going to get ready for the chemo.
Oh, man. Today's chemo day?
Yep.
How you feeling? You still got any hair?
Yep.
What do you got?
It's gone yet.
Is it short or what?
No, it's long. It's getting long.
If you could only save one person from cancer, would it be Lloyd Christmas or Dum Dum Lori?
Ooh.
Me. No. Dum Dum Lori.
Well, I know you. I know what you would say.
Good answer, Lori. I'm going to go Dum Dum Lori.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I would rather have you here on this earth. Who takes you to your Who takes you to your treatment?
Right now, my sister is today.
Can we talk to your Dum Dum sister?
No, she's busy driving.
What's her name?
Stephanie.
Oh, let me just say hi to her. She could drive and say hi.
I'll put you on speakerphone.
All right.
Cowhead.
I don't even want nothing to do with
Powell.
Why?
Dum Dum
Lori makes fun of you.
Anyway, I'll give you. Call me later.
Wait, we got to do a daily quiz.
No, I can't right now. I'm getting ready to eat. Give me a quick chemo.
Oh, well, but I,
you
why?
Know, my sister is going through radiation and chemo right now. So she doesn't need to be dealing with you right now, Mr. Cowhead.
Oh, listen to me. She doesn't need your bitchiness driving around either, lady.
I am not a bitch.
You are coming across very much like a bitch.
Listen,
bitch.
You are ignorant. Grandma.
You are a bitch and ugly and take care of your sister. Yeah. She's a crackhead.
Why couldn't you get cancer?
Yeah.
Hey, priorities. We need to do a quiz. Yeah. Get dumbed up.
Call her back. Call her back.
Really?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, what a bitch. That woman really was.
What if she is beautiful? Oh. What if her sister, Stephanie, is gorgeous?
Right, no way.
Like Hannah Davis, gorgeous.
Tell her I want to apologize. Okay. Tell her I want to apologize.
We don't believe you.
No, I'm not. I just should lie and say I want to apologize. Steph, Dum Dum Stephanie.
Oh.
So Dum Dum Lori and Pitch Pitch Stephanie. That's her name. Dum Dum Lori and her sister, Bitch Bitch Stephanie.
Oh. Bitch is a nice word, man.
They picked up. And hung up right away.
Aww.
What's that number? I'm going to call it. Just do it again. Just try it again.
Okay.
They're right now in the car. She said, I didn't want to talk to Cowhead because he makes fun of you. And I saved her.
By the way.
I got her away from that wife-beating Dum Dum Garfunkel.
Right.
I bought her teeth and Thanksgiving dinner and a bike.
Yeah. By the way, Mike Kelta doesn't have any bad.
That's right. It's all Cowhead.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, Dum Dum, Bitch Bitch Stephanie. We'll call him back to Dum Dum Lori's family. Hello, Cowhead.
I have a question for her. Name one of Obama's daughters.
No. Answer.
Did you say cancer?
No, it's no answer.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Let's give Carmen Dum Dum Lori's quiz today.
I'm down with
Dum Dum Lori's daily quiz. Dum Dum, Dum Dum. Dum Dum Lori's daily quiz. She'll get it wrong.
Carmen?
Yes.
Oh, what is this? A remix or something?
Due to Bitch Bitch Stephanie, we were unable to talk to Dum Dum Lori today.
Right.
We will give you Dum Dum Lori's daily quiz.
Okay.
Dum Dum Carmen.
No, that's not my name.
Name Barack Obama's daughters.
It is like Mila or Milia, something like that. And then Sophia.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
That is Sasha and Malia. What we're looking for.
I said Malia.
No, you didn't. You said Mila, Milaya, Milululu.
Isn't that a common name? So I should get a point for that.
Dum Dum Carmen, question number two. What is Michelle Obama's maiden name?
Oh my God, I don't know. I have no clue at all.
Here's the funny thing.
Neither does he. Yeah.
It's Goodrich.
Are you looking at it? No.
Google.
I'm looking at a lady's vagina right on DJ Booth.
I'm sure.
And Carmen, the final question of the day. What is President Barack Obama's middle name?
Hussein!
Terrorist.
Suck it. Yeah, he
is. The one thing you knew was a terrorist name.
What did you say her maiden name was? What did you say it was?
I know what it is.
What did you say it was?
He said Goodrich.
Yeah, it's Robinson.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Robinson.
Yeah. I knew you didn't know.
Dumb Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You couldn't answer a question we discussed at length an hour ago.
I wasn't in here.
You weren't in here?
I wasn't in here.
Where were you?
I was out getting you food.
Call Dumb Dumb Lori back again real quick.
Okay.
Try it. Just dial it and then put it on hold. I'll pick it up.
No, that doesn't work.
Oh, then don't do that.
Okay.
You're a rat, by the way.
I'm a rat?
Yeah, could have waited until she left the room to rat me out.
I don't think you could ever lie.
I'm the best liar ever.
You do that face. That face. Because you do the exact same face as my brother Jeff when he tries to lie.
So sometimes I go to my wife, I go, hey, Amanda. And she goes, I don't know what you're going to say, but I already know you're going to lie. I can just tell by your face. And I go, what? And she's like, yeah.
Hey, Stephanie, I just wanted to apologize.
It's bitch, Stephanie. Yeah. What is she saying? This is Dumb Dumb Lori's bitch.
And we
I'm going to make up.
He was just wanting to talk to Lori, and he heard you in the background, but he does feel bad for the way he went off on you, and he just wanted to apologize.
Yeah, I want to apologize. I feel terrible. Do it for Lori. Tell her to do it for Lori. Lori's got cancer. Just do it for Lori.
She caught him off guard.
Best friends.
They're friends.
Friends.
He would like to be friends with you.
Say friends. I want to be best friends.
Obvious.
Best friends. You won't say friends, will you?
Say she caught him off guard.
Yeah, I'm off. She said that already.
Did she?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Christians can be bitches too, can't they?
Don't call her a bitch. Tell her I want to apologize. Tell my mom heard it and she's disappointed in me. Tell her.
Turn the other cheek.
Tell her I got another bike for Lori.
Well, he could have helped, and he would have been helping her if he would have known, but she disappeared.
Yeah.
After
he helped her get, new teeth. He helped clean up her house. He got her away from the
Dumb Dumb Garfunkel.
Whoever she was dating who was abusing her.
Thanksgiving dinner.
He's done a lot for her.
Thanksgiving. I got a Thanksgiving dinner. Why doesn't she like me?
You're the bad guy.
I'm like an angel.
We reconnected her with her dead father.
That's right. We had a seance.
I love how you're the bad guy, but this woman doesn't take care of her sister to the point where teeth are falling out of her head.
Until her teeth run,
And we understand that you're going through a lot, and that's why he just wants to apologize.
I want to say I'm sorry.
He feels bad for the way he spoke to you.
I have a feeling Stephanie doesn't really take care of herself.
Okay.
No, she's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Oh, there we go. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
Okay, I think we got off to a wrong start. I wanted to say I'm sorry.
We did. I'm just in a very emotional state right now.
I understand.
So are we.
What can we do to help Lori out? You know, we didn't like Garfunkel, but we like Lori. You didn't like him either, right?
Scrawny. No, I cannot stand him.
See, you're level-headed, and between the two of us, we could take care of Lori.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing. I took over being her payee and everything because people were using and abusing her, and I didn't like it.
What does she need? Does she need anything right now? I mean, obviously, I can't do chemo.
Well, no. Somebody stole her bike again.
I got a bike. I got a bike for tomorrow. I'll bring it to work. She can have it brand new.
Okay.
All right. So that's what we'll do.
We started off on the wrong foot. It's just a very stressful time, sir. We just lost our mom over this, and we lost our aunt this year, and we lost our cousin, 29 years old. So we went through a lot this year.
Well, let's get the rest of the year off to a good start. I like having Lori back in our lives, and I definitely got a bike. I got a bike in my garage that I've been looking to give to somebody. I'll bring it tomorrow to the station.
All right, I'm not sure. I know she has radiation tomorrow, too.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'll leave it here, and we'll get it to her sometime next week if we can't do it tomorrow.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it. We're getting ready to head into chemo right now. If you'd like to wish her luck, I'll let you.
Let me say hi to Lori. Thank you.
Off on the wrong foot.
Me, too. We're all friends now.
Love you.
Bye. All right, same here.
See, we like each other now.
Mm-hmm. Here she is.
Thank you.
Hey.
We're back to being best friends again.
All right. Just give me a call later on when I get my chemo and stuff going.
I have a new bike for you. I'm going to bring it to the station. We'll get it to you next week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. Bye, Ben. Sam, your best friend. Am I your best friend?
Yes, you're my best friend, Carol.
All right. See you later.
All right. Everybody is there.
Just me.
Oh, thank you. No, she said everybody.
Have a good day. Bye. There you go. See? That's how you do it.
Are we doing
good job, Carmen. Good job.
You're welcome.
Are we doing the quiz? Whatever.
She's going to get chemo, Galvin. Yeah. You're not
by the way,
friend.
By the way, I could use that bike.
I know, right?
Me too.
Wait, thanks for offering it to find someone for it.
I've been looking for a bike.
No one's my best friend in this room.
I make a lot less money than everyone here.
You said Carmen was your favorite.
Okay, can I be honest with both of you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a bike.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.